Hello and welcome honored viewers to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world, broadcasting from Los Angeles, California, USA. Supreme Master Television brings you uplifting news from around our beautiful planet. Join us on Astro 1 at 19.2 degrees east, or Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east, in Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa. Starting November 16th, we will be broadcasting globally via 9 more satellites. Please kindly see our announcement throughout the broadcast for more detail. As always, we are also available online at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, Saudi Arabia enacts laws to protect its workers. In ecology news, the European Union contributes $660 million to develop a new hydrogen car. In health news, United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund representative praises the Cuban medical system. In environmental news, more and more people enjoy staying in tree houses. In interfaith news, a Muslim contractor donates his services for building a Jewish synagogue. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today in history, October 30th, the Moscow Agreement took place in 1943, attended by the foreign ministers of the then USSR, the United States, and Great Britain. The representatives agreed on the need for establishing a peaceful future for the world. Today, we remember the Moscow Agreement, a commitment to a harmonious world. May God bless all those who dedicate their lives for the noble mission of peace.
News. Argentinians elect First Lady as President. Argentinians went to the polls on Sunday and elected by a wide margin Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner as the country's new president. She is the wife of the outgoing president Néstor Kirchner and is expected to continue successful policies that have been accompanied by economic growth of 8% a year and low unemployment. Congratulations, newly elected President Fernandez de Kirchner and all Argentinians. May God bless your country with a bright future of abundance and peace.
Fly-in news. The Netherlands invests in alternatives to animal testing. The Netherlands Toxicogenomics Center, or NTC, will devote €54 million over the next few years to developing alternatives to animal testing. Dutch researchers will create tests measuring the toxicity of chemicals used in medical and industrial products. The NTC will be working with 8 renowned research institutes in the field of toxicology and genomics technology to develop these alternatives. Thank you and God bless the Netherlands and researchers for your good-hearted commitment to our animal friends. May God grace your endeavors with success so animals may be able to lead free and happy lives.
Fly-in news. Pennsylvania governor focuses on alternative energy. To increase the use of renewable power throughout the U.S. state of Pennsylvania, Governor Ed Rendell has allocated $21.2 million in support of alternative energy projects. Called the Energy Independence Fund, the monies are being distributed to 54 companies for developing and adopting clean technologies. A big thank you and God bless Governor Rendell for your initiative in protecting our precious planet. May the people of Pennsylvania be blessed with a clean environment and uplifted spirit.
Fly-in news. Indonesia curbs illegal logging to protect forests. Prior to the 13th UN Environmental Conference in December, Indonesia has implemented measures to prevent deforestation by stopping illegal logging. Police in the Rio province are also taking stricter measures to protect natural resources. Thank you, Indonesia, for doing your part in helping to protect our planet. May the great Allah bless your efforts with fruitful success.
Fly-in News, Sri Lankan Consulate organizes fundraiser for victims of California fires. The Consulate General of Sri Lanka in Los Angeles has organized a fundraiser for those affected by the October fires in Southern California. The money raised will be distributed by the Red Cross. Consulate General Jalia Wickramasuriya said American residents in Southern California contributed greatly to Sri Lanka during our tsunami disaster. We look forward to returning the favor and doing whatever we can to assist families in need who have been hurt by these devastating fires. Thank you and Buddha bless Sri Lanka for your generosity and compassion for Southern Californians affected by the fires. May all be graced with comfort, security, and peace in their lives.
Fly-in News, Petrosun on track to produce oil from algae in 2008. U.S. company Petrosun is the first to announce a cost-effective method for being able to quickly produce high volumes of biodiesel and ethanol from algae. Biofuel made from algae has the added benefit of preserving land that is needed for growing food-related crops. Petrosun's current plans are to produce 180 million gallons of oil per year starting in 2008. Congratulations, Petrosun, for these technological advancements. We look forward to vehicles powered by algae-produced biofuel.
Fly-in News. Dog parks, a place for people and their canine friends. Dog parks are sprouting up all over Virginia, USA, especially in cities like Arlington, Fairfax County, and Prince George's County. Why? It has become a popular place where people can relax with their dogs, expand their circle of friends, and just socialize after work. For many, it has become a social lifeline, especially for baby boomers and singles. These parks are also great for dogs to play. Some even provide water spouts and a wading pool for man's best friend. Thank you, Virginia City officials, for providing such important places for pets and their owners. May more dog parks be available everywhere in the world for all to enjoy.
Fly-in News. Psychologists find that smiling faces reduce stress. Researchers at Canada's McGill University have developed a free online computer game called Mind Habits, which involves picking smiling faces out of a group. By concentrating on the positive images of smiling people, stress is reduced and confidence improved. As part of the study, a group of telemarketers was asked to spend 10 minutes each day before work finding the happy, smiling faces in a grid of faces with various expressions. The people engaged in this activity reported 17% less stress than a control group. McGill psychology professor Mark Baldwin created the game to help people develop the habit of looking at the positive side of life. Thank you, Dr. Baldwin and McGill University researchers, for your contribution to making the world a more positive place. God bless your noble efforts.
Fly-in News. U.S. Humane Society partners with religion to protect animals. A new program established by the U.S. Humane Society called Animals and Religion encourages partnership with religion for greater compassion and mercy toward animals. According to Christine Gutlevin, director of the Humane Society of the United States, the program will start by raising awareness about humane food practices. Speaking in support of the program, United Methodist pastor Reverend Shelley Pinner said people of faith have the power to do amazing things when they put their minds to it. Thank you and God bless the Humane Society as well as the participating religious groups for spreading the message of compassion for our beloved animal friends. May all be blessed with the joy of peaceful lives.
Fly-in News. Sharon Stone raises $1.35 million for AIDS research. Hollywood actress Sharon Stone has been a dedicated fundraiser for AIDS research since 1995. On Saturday, she and several other celebrities held a candlelight auction on the sidelines of the Rome Film Festival to benefit researchers working on the disease. Miss Stone donated the necklace she was wearing to be auctioned at the request of one of the guests. As she unhooked the clasp, she said, "I want you to know, I love that necklace." It ended up bringing in $50,000 for AIDS research. Thank you and God bless you, Miss Stone, for your compassion for AIDS patients. May the efforts of AIDS researchers be rewarded with life-saving success.
Fly-in News. Dog Hero Saves Girl. A 9-year-old girl was out on a walk with her dog in southwest Miami, Florida, USA, when a man approached her and tried to take her away. The girl's dog companion, a Jack Russell Terrier whose name is Angel, acted promptly and saved the girl. Bravo and God bless Angel for your protective and swift action. You are truly an angel for your human companion.
Fly-in News, Iran to celebrate the birthday of Cyrus the Great. The ancient capital Persepolis in the Iranian province of Fars will be the setting of a celebration to commemorate the birth of the legendary Persian king, Cyrus the Great. Cyrus the Great lived from 529 to 580 BC and is renowned for his respectful tolerance of the diverse religious beliefs and cultural traditions of the many people that made up his vast empire. His reign was an era of peace and great prosperity. Congratulations, all Iranians, for commemorating the wise rule of Cyrus the Great. We join you in sharing inspiration from his legacy to the world.
In Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Ottawa, Canada, our association members held a public video seminar to share the teachings of Supreme Master Qinghai. Many people were interested in the benefits of meditation. Upon learning that the Kuan Yin method of meditation can help to bring greater peace into the world, one gentleman enthusiastically replied, "Yes, more peace is what we need most in the world right now." The seminar guests watched the DVD entitled Be a Torchbearer for God. Delicious vegetarian food prepared by our association members was also served. For attendees who particularly long for self-realization, the convenient method of meditation was taught following the seminar. May God continue to bless the peace-loving people of Canada.
In today's news, Saudi Arabia enacts new labor laws. Saudi Arabia recently adopted new labor laws to protect the rights of Saudi and non-Saudi workers. The new laws are related to topics such as the annual vacation and end-of-service awards given to employees. The rights of female workers are also protected, especially related to maternity leave. In addition, the new laws also state that during Ramadan, Muslims should work a maximum of 6 hours a day. Thank you, and Allah bless the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia for ensuring dignity and well-being to all those working in your beautiful country. Up next on Supreme Master Television's Noteworthy News, hydrogen-fueled cars could soon be on the roads in Europe. There might be a cat knocking at the door. We'll be back. Please stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Leonard of the Lion, and welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. There is a way you can save 10% on petrol and cut emissions by 40%. Simply fit a fuel-saving device into the fuel line that feeds your car engine. These devices can be accommodated to any kind of car, whether it's a petrol, diesel, or LPG, liquid petroleum gas, vehicle. They will last for 1 million miles, and you can even transfer them from one vehicle to another. You can look online at www.powerplus.be for more information. And now, let's have a look at the weather from around the world.
Ecology news. European Commission and private companies join to get hydrogen cars on the road. The European Commission has proposed establishing the Fuel Cells and Hydrogen Joint Technology Initiative. This covers all aspects of developing hydrogen cars. The European Union will contribute $660 million US to this initiative, which is to be matched by private companies. New proposals will assist the automobile industry in the mass production of a cleaner and eco-friendly car. Thank you and God bless the European Commission and the companies involved for leading the way to a future of zero pollution transport for our beautiful planet. God bless all those actively working for eco-friendly alternatives.
In health news, Cuban medical programs are praised by UNICEF. United Nations International Children's Fund, or UNICEF, Director General for Latin America and the Caribbean, Mr. Nils Kasberg, visited the eastern province of Holguín in Cuba. He applauded the Cuban authorities for their cooperative efforts in maintaining a very high infant survival rate and a low rate of HIV infection. Mr. Kasberg was eager to extend some of Cuba's experiences in technology and healthcare to neighboring countries. Thank you, Mr. Kasberg, and the United Nations International Children's Fund for your dedication on behalf of the children of the world. Heaven's blessings to the people of Cuba and neighboring countries for healthy and happy lives. Ahead, a noteworthy news, tree houses designed for adult comfort. We're going to take a moment and pray for peace in the world. Keep your dial tuned here to Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In environmental news, tree houses are also fun for adults. Tree houses used to be kid stuff, but they are becoming an increasingly popular choice in the United Kingdom for adults interested in an eco-friendly housing alternative. In the heart of Sussex, in the southeast of the UK, larger and smarter versions of a traditional tree house can be found. Sophisticated versions of tree houses are equipped with standard household items suitable for adults. One tree house was recently made Hotel of the Year by readers of a guide to romantic hotels. That's an exciting idea. Heaven bless those who like to nest up high to help the planet.
In interfaith news, a Muslim contractor donates services to build a Jewish synagogue. Fadil Bayari, a Muslim American originally from the West Bank, has a contracting business in Fayetteville, Arkansas. When he heard that the small but growing Jewish community wanted to build a synagogue, he decided to donate his services as a general contractor. This saved the congregation of Temple Shalom $250,000. Enabling them to build a place of worship they otherwise could not afford. Mr. Bayari explained that he felt a close connection with Judaism. Mr. Bill Feldman, the president of Shalom Temple, said of Mr. Bayari's gift, "The humanity of it is thrilling. We hope to accomplish an understanding. We hope to ultimately bring peace." Many thanks, and may the great Allah bless you, Mr. Bayari, for your inspiring generosity. God bless the congregation of Shalom Temple with unbounded love and fraternity.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, "The Less I Drink."
There was a guy who went into the bar and ordered drinks. The first one he ordered 5 glasses, of beer. And then it was straight out, 1, 2, 3, quick. And then he ordered another 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, again. And then he ordered another 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, quick. And then he began shaking his head and tried to open his eyes. He doesn't feel good at all. So he ordered 4 glasses instead now. And then 1, 2, 3, 4 also check up. And he feel a little worse. So he ordered 3. 3 glasses, please. And 1, 2, 3 also opt. Finito, quick. And then he really feel bad now. He tried to put his chin up and say, he ordered 2 glasses. But then he also take it straight down. And he really couldn't open his eyes anymore. So he ordered 1 glass only. And he took it. Also quickly. And he keeps shaking his head. And trying to keep himself straight. And then he complained to the bartender. You know, it's really strange. The less I drink, the more drunk I became.
And now for our viewers' hardline. This message was posted by Andrea from the United States. She wrote,
"Wow, it's translated into so many languages. Amazing. I like when people put so much thought into their audience." Andrea.
Thank you, Andrea, for your enthusiastic hotline. We appreciate your encouragement. Hope you can tune in on November 16th to watch us via Galaxy 25 in the United States. Wishing you peace and happiness.
Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for watching today's Noteworthy News. As always, we welcome comments and good stories from your region of the world. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
We'll see you again soon. May the holy presence of God always be close to your hearts.